Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade. It's Matty Gould, and tonight we do have some company because there is no aphrodisiac like loneliness. And the Whitlams, they have got some brand new stuff out. You're making me feel like I'm 50 again. And Tim Friedman joins us tonight. Tim from the Whitlams. Absolutely pleasurable to have a chat to you, mate.
Good evening, Matty. How are you?
I'm going really well, thanks, mate. How about yourself? Got to check in with everything that's going on. Your tour and the gigs, we're still pressing forward where we can?
Absolutely. I was lucky last week. I got into Cairns, so I did a great gig at the Tanks Art Stream solo. And I'm sort of staying out of Sydney so that I can hopefully visit Geelong and Ballarat and a few of the places that you broadcast to in a couple of weeks. So crossing my fingers.
And you're doing heaps of those regional stops as well as we are getting along with the tour. So you've got Gavage and Clink tour with the Whitlams. How have you found it so far, mate, being back on the road?
Well, I've had a ball, to be honest. It's just pretty weird because I was able to just put my piano in the back of the car.
Yep.
And drive around the country town. So
awesome.
I've actually played 76 gigs since November.
Oh, huge.
Because my philosophy is if it's open, work. You never know when it's going to close down again.
That's
I'm just crossing
right.
my fingers for the big band tour in August. Mm-hmm. I haven't played with the band for 18 months, and I'm just hoping we can get some of the bigger shows away in the capital city.
Yeah, and Tim, especially when you've got the new music out as well, tell us a little bit how you got about with You're Making Me Feel Like I'm 50 Again.
I started saying that at gigs as a joke.
Yeah.
And I noticed that people laughed a lot. I'd say, oh, you guys. What a great crowd, you're making me feel like I'm 50 again. They'd laugh. And I thought, well, that's a funny line. I better put that in chorus. So when lockdown happened, I just worked at it and recorded it with the boys up in the hills outside Byron Bay at Rocking Horse Studios, and here it is.
And how have you found that you yourself, Tim, as well as the Whitlams, have evolved throughout the incredible career that you've had already?
I've had these guys with me for 20 years.
Yes.
So the last three albums. And well, it's just a pleasure to play with guys that have the music in their bones. You know, none of us have ever written down a single note of music. You'd know from playing live that it's just a thing that happens when the four of you get together, and it's a joy.
And you talk about the previous albums, and this is from a forthcoming album that you've got coming out, Tim, with the Whitlams.
It was supposed to be this year, but I toured so much I didn't quite finish it.
Okay.
The full album's going to be out in late January. There'll be four new songs for this tour, so people can still get 20 minutes of new stuff, which is probably enough for a band like us with seven albums.
Yeah, that's a huge amount in the back catalogue there. And can it be what people expect from the Whitlams from previous releases?
Well, yeah, it's playful. It's a bit less ornate. We're not reinventing the wheel. It's very piano heavy. The same four blokes, so it's got the same aesthetic.
Yeah.
I like these really big tours because, you know, I can grab Terra Pye off the John Butler tour and Jack off the Kim Minchin tour where they play sometimes when I'm not touring.
Yeah.
And if I've got 2 months of solid work, then I can get my A-team and give the live band that's actually played on the album, which is obviously always best.
Especially when you can accompany us not only with the tour, but with a video. How did this one come about, Tim?
Well, I don't know. It's, when you think of that line, you're making me 50 again. I thought of these old... I knew these old blokes in a cricket team in Adelaide who would love to get their kit off. That probably would have looked a bit creepy. So luckily I remembered that I'd swum with the over-50s ladies ocean swimming team in Byron Bay.
Yeah.
And I ring them and we just got a drone out and filmed these old birds getting ready to jump in the water, and they just look wonderful. They're so fit and full of life.
Sure.
So they become the stars of the video.
Awesome. Well, we love it. We love the tour that you're going on. We love being able to see you doing some live stuff too. So where else can we catch you with the Whitlams, Tim?
Well, the big national tour starts on August the 4th.
Yeah.
I'm playing solo in a couple of the places that you are broadcast to, like Geelong and Ballarat. And also, of course, in November, the Whitlams will be playing in a couple of other places that you broadcast to, which is the Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast. So plenty of spots. People just look up the Whitlams online. They'll find plenty of options, I think, Matthew.
Great, mate. Well, we're going to play the brand new one. You're Making Me Feel Like I'm 50 Again. Tim Friedman from the Whitlams. Absolutely great to chat to you. Spend a bit of time here on Ozmade.
Thanks, mate. Hi, this is Tim Friedman from the Whitlams on Ozmade, and here's our new single, You're Making Me Feel Like I'm 50 Again.